Great Campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Down what they say to you. You just burn, burn, burn in the face. This is Colin from GBH and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, you better believe it's Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, up till 1 o'clock as always, from noon to 1. Yes, that's when I bring you this fine hour of punk rock and all that kind of fun stuff. Start things all off with the Heartbreakers, Baby Talk from the classic LAMF LP, came out in 1977. The Heartbreakers was Johnny Thunder's band after he left the New York Dolls, and we heard a track called Baby Talk, and Johnny Thunder's is no longer with us. He left us in the year of 1991, but the other half of the Heartbreakers will be coming to Vancouver. Yeah, Walter Luhr, the other guitar player from the Heartbreakers. Yeah, he'll be coming to town and playing under the moniker of LAMF. And he's a stockbroker in New York right now, but I guess he still loves punk rock. Just goes to show that it doesn't matter what your profession is. Punk rock transcends all that kind of stuff. He'll be teaming up with Mick Rossi, great guitar player from the legendary Slaughter and the Dogs, and we followed with Slaughter and the Dogs from the Do It Dog Style album. You know, I realized until last night that I always called that record Do It Doggy Style, and there's that's the name of a certain fornication position, and there was another band called Doggy Style that had a record called Do It Doggy Style. So yeah, the name of the record is Do It Dog Style. It came out in 1978 on Decca Records. We had a track called We Don't Care. And we're going to hear a track all about the New York Dolls. It was about what sellouts they were keeping going after Johnny Thunders left and making it big in Japan and stuff. This song was a poke at that, and it's by a little band known as the Sex Pistols. I think you've heard of them. Here we go.
Yeah. torture. We'll fall down in a laughing pen. Who took the Native Indians' pride? Who gave Karen Silkwood a ride? Hooray, hooray, hooray for everyone. Hooray, 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 good job. Hooray, hooray, my country tears up the.
Creeping into my life.
Recorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
This is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Starting things off with a track going back to 1977 from the, never mind, the Bollocks. I said that right this time. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, by the Sex Pistols. Heard a track called New York. And yeah, I've recently grown a liking to this record. In the last several years, it's really grown on me ever since I picked up a guitar again. The Sex Pistols were one of the first bands I heard that could be considered punk, but at the same time, I got turned on to bands like Motorhead and GBH, and they kind of overshadowed. I thought the Sex Pistols were kind of wimpy at the time, but no, this is a good, catchy record. Followed with an act from New York City, some classic New York punk going back to 1979. We got 16 tracks given to us from Rave Up Records out of Italy. By the Testers, we heard a track called Greedy Fuckers, and we followed with the Reaction, East End Rockers, the first band from St. John's, Newfoundland, and this is out on the fine Supreme Echo Records out of Victoria, British Columbia. Heard a track called Get the Rods Out, and we followed with Plan 9, an act from Calgary, Alberta. These were several guys that moved from Toronto, Ontario, and yeah, this one is called I Ain't No Robot, the name of the EP. In Sympathy with Poland was the name of the track, and we heard a track called Fuck You, not the classic Canadian Vancouver punk song Fuck You, but this was Fuck You by another Vancouver band called Private School from a 5-song EP, double 7-inch reissue, courtesy of Supreme Echo Records. Yeah, Private School, they had a whole slew of members in their very short-lived foray, but yeah, Dave Gregg from DOA was one. So yeah, I never thought I'd be saying this. There was a point in my time in my life where I thought this something like this could ever happen. But Infrariot, classic UK punk act from England. They will be coming to Vancouver. They will be playing the Have a Good Laugh Festival in June, and we're going to hear a classic track from their debut full-length release called Still Out of Order. This is a track called Each Dawn I Die. Here we go.
Something in the sun. Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with, where did we start here? We started with Infra Riots from the Still Out of Order release going back to 1982 on Secret Records, Each Dawn I Die. And as I said, Infra Riots coming to town. They will be playing the Have a Good Laugh Festival June 22nd, a festival which runs from the 20th. Of June to the 22nd of June. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Follow with the Insane track going back to 1982. No information on this. It was on a Retch Records release called Live in 82. Heard a track called Last Day. And from Action Pack from the London Bouncers 12-inch, we heard a track called Gothic Party Time. And from Last Rites, an act from Scotland, we heard a track called Fascist Militia, Kill the Police. Name of the release is called This Is the Reaction. It came out in 1984. It only took me a good 34 years to discover it, but hey, it's awesome. And we followed with The Outcasts from the Blood and Thunder release. We heard a track called Machine Gun, and yeah, The Outcasts from Belfast, Northern Ireland. And right about now, we're going to get into some Broken Bones. Here we go.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this one is Annihilation number 3. We'll be right back.
What you hear from the Exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
Right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Start things all off with Broken Bones from the Seeing Through My Eyes 12 or 10 inch release. Point of Agony was the name of that. It also showed up on a mini album called Bone Crusher, and it also showed up on a release I played called A Single Decade on Havoc Records, compilation of the first 10 years of Broken Bones from Stoke-on-Trent, England, followed with English Dogs, Forward Into Battle. On Rot Records, we heard a track called False Prophets, and that one is going back to 1985. And we followed with The Exploited from their Combat Records release. Horror Epics heard a track called Down Below. Awesome stuff. Going to get into another 7-inch down the Supreme Echo Records label. Talking about Witch's Hammer. This was a long overdue reissue of the 7-inch. Well, it originally came out on a 12-inch, and well, this was definitely metal pushing the boundaries. Bands like Slayer put out a record in 1986 called Rain and Blood, and it was a half an hour album, which at the time was kind of like, oh, that's not a real metal album, 30 minutes, you know, like, but it was an awesome record. But in 1987, the following year, Witch's Hammer put out a 12-inch that was 10 minutes long, and here it is reissued on 7-inches, courtesy of Supreme Echo Records. And Witch's Hammer were from North Delta, Surrey area. They were kind of an interesting group because they were kind of too hard for the metal that was out at the time. All the Vancouver metal stuff was hair kind of stuff. But they formed in 1983, and they basically were one of the first speed metal bands, influenced by Exciter and bands as such. And thrash metal hadn't been coined yet. So they shared the stage mostly with hardcore punk bands like DOA and SNFU. And Verbal Abuse, and their first ever show was playing with Exciter at the New York Theater, and they got back together last year and played the Covenant Fest, and they're going strong again after a good 30 plus years. But this is awesome to get this. Yeah, this features the late drumming of John Pitar Przemyk, younger brother of Ray Przemyk, the vocalist of the group, and Marco Banco, who went on to be in Blasphemy, and now he plays in Tyrant's Blood. So without further ado, let's get into some Witch's Hammer, and this should take us nicely into Power Chord. So the tracks we're going to hear are Mortalis, Rise Above, Alien Jesus, No Limits, and Tulsa Doom, if time permits. We're going to try and hear this entire 7-inch release. So, check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com, and like us on Facebook. Here is Witch's Hammer.
Down, one, now on the sky. From Extreme Noise Terror. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. Who'd win in a wrestling match, Lemmy or God?
Lemmy. God.
Wrong, dickhead. Trick question. Lemmy is God.
Powercore, heavy metal radio, decimating eardrums in the lower mainland since 1985. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3. Don't let your mother know. Don't know why tonight.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.